Talk away.
Okay, I show it to be 9:33. Court's in session for a special call meeting with all the commissioners and judge present. Today being the 30th of November. See, I did remember. As is our standard, let's stand for pledges and prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you, Kenny. Father, as we come today, Lord, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this Thanksgiving season that we're going through, just gone through. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you give us each day. Lord, we come now asking that you guide us through this meeting, that your will be done, for we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Minutes of previous meeting.
Make a motion we approve minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And no line item budget amendments, hospital bills. Leave there were any additional hospitals. Okay. County bills and payroll.
Make a motion we pay county bills and payroll.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, people appearing before the court. No, nobody's entering private land this week.
not on purpose anyway.
Okay, on that, how was the rainfall?
6 inches almost.
Yeah.
Eight.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Round vast, I heard 5 to 6, but Mike, it was good soaking rain.
Mike Campbell said he had 6.5, was it 6.5 this morning?
6.5 this morning.
Yeah.
But it didn't even wash over that away hardly at all. You know,
it all just soaked in.
Over by me and that Gowan Road where we put the new 6-foot horns in, it ran over, didn't wash them out, but it ran over 100 yards wide on both sides of Gowan, that bridge, you know, the culvert.
Culverts, yeah.
That Rib Hard Road was flooded out here. And
yeah.
Well, yeah, 2393 just north of Johnny's house had water on the road.
1288 had water across the two places.
Yeah,
but Friday night.
I don't have any water.
That's not bad enough to
somebody hurt. Hit that sign y'all put up.
Which one?
The one at the end of the Alcorn Road. Yeah, we tried to set it up, but it's got to be set up again. I don't know if the ground just got loose and it come back over. Bet somebody hit it.
Yeah, pretty good habit of pulling over.
Okay, anything salvage or surplus?
Not me.
Nothing new on the search grant. You got it all turned in on time.
Yep. Number 15.
Okay, burn ban.
6 inches.
Too wet to burn.
I'm going to write that down too. 6 inches.
Okay, I took it upon myself with the water leaks to go talk to Harper Perkins. They're working on a design to put an awning out here. They sent one by email. They were going to try to have some cost estimates. We don't have it, so I think we need to hold off 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
But what they were looking at was a kind of like the top roof, like this, curved arches and rock pillars like the walls are. It was going to look pretty decent. 8 foot out for full 17 foot of the width. But rest of the story, Robbie.
The voting room, just went and checked again. Me and Slater came and checked it Friday evening. As of Friday evening, and I just went and looked now, it hadn't leaked anymore. I don't know. My theory is it's just trying to get down underneath to that second roof, and it's going to work its way down there, because it's definitely got a leak down there. We've got the tiles pulled out and everything, but as of right now, it's dry. In Daniel's office, we were hoping we did a little good by extending them gutters out. We extended them out 20 foot to keep it all from running off this one corner. It didn't work. We still got water in there. Though I was talking to the judge, what I'd like to do is, if it's all right with y'all, get above Danja's roof line in there and cut some of that sheetrock out. It'll be above her ceiling line. Cut some of that out and see if we can find any kind of trace of where, because we've put a half a case of that MP1 all the way up. We've got up on the second level. There's no sign. We was thinking maybe it's coming down this window, because that's where we've got it coming through the baseboard down here, right underneath that one window. Now, that don't mean it's coming from up there, but that's where it's at. So, but if it's all right with y'all, I've got a window up and above her roof line or ceiling line, and that can be patched. And I mean, it's above the ceiling line, so it's not going to be cosmetically visible. Maybe we can see something.
Whatever you need to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
And I say, and that could be the same thing that's happening down there. It could be leaking, which I've gotten up there and looked at the beam, and there's no traces of water. Like at the sheriff's office, that's what we had. It's leaking up high, and wherever the water's coming down, well, you can see where it's running down his beam in his ceiling, but I couldn't see any traces of it running down either of the beams in there. Really, hopefully we can see something if I open that wall up in there. It's definitely, we have no water damage up inside the wall, or I say inside the wall, from up in the ceiling. There's no traces of any water running, or
hopefully. Right there at Daniel's door, where you walk right in this first door there going in her office, you think is that wall right there?
Yes, sir. It's because what it does is it seeps. Now, we're getting steel up at the awning. That's going to solve some of our problems coming up underneath the door. But we've replaced the sweeps, and we've put MP1 all up on the threshold and all that. But it's still on a good strong wind. It still blows underneath. Blow under. Then the other leak is coming down. Like I say, this one, about in the middle of that wall, yeah, is where it's coming down. It seeps into her office, and it seeps out here, and then of course we follow the trail. It comes out here almost to the star and puddles. We came up Friday morning and it was already puddled, and that was coming directly down the wall because underneath the doors was dry.
So did Harvey come Friday?
Never seen
rain?
No, he said he, I told him that I'd be in town because he was wanting to look at it when it was raining. I never heard from him, so.
Well, I was present whenever he said he would be there Friday to check where that
was. Now, he might have come up. I mean, I'm not aware of that. I told him to call me if he was wanting to be here in town.
He couldn't have gotten in.
Well, he was wanting to look up top. Well, that's true. He surely would have wanted to look in, too.
Any other discussion? We'll put this back on the agenda for next time because we need some bids, estimates, or something before we consider it.
But as far as him cutting in there and seeing what's wrong,
is it okay with y'all?
Yeah, just go ahead. You got enough okays to start with.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's good at it. We had a leak in that one wall, I guess, forever and ever, and we finally did what we did on that front wall. We cleaned everything off and got some sheet metal bent and flashed it, reflashed all that, and I had them check it while it was raining and went in there as dry as a bone. So we finally found the last leak that we had. And it's when it goes to them parrot walls, when it goes up to there, you got to have something to turn it up. Mm-hmm. You can't just caulk it. So if I don't know how that's constructed, but the sheriff's office was built that way where it just butts against that parrot wall and they caulked it. Well, for 5 or 10 years, that'll work.
And if that caulking is going to pull loose.
And we finally just buffed everything completely off, and and Trinity bent me some sheet metal. We turned it up away from that and fixed it. So two tubes of caulk and 20 foot of flashing. Maybe that's what we're in right here. Maybe he can find that. So.
Yeah.
He fixed our first leak, so he's pretty good at finding leaks.
Yeah, we got to get to where it's coming in somehow. I mean,
well, we've, by the time we think we get some, make some progress on it, we thought we was doing some good by getting it all dispersed. Well, say we put 20-foot extensions out on them gutters coming off this high peak, because all that was troughing right down that corner. It didn't help.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
And that takes care of 13 also. 14 is the Statewide Victims Notification Act. Same thing that we do every year for Kenny. So need a motion that we approve staying with Savins on this Victim of Crimes Notification Act.
I'll make a motion we stay with Statewide Automated Victims Notification Center for the Sheriff's Office for another year.
Well, I think this is just the
quarterly
reports all we got to send in.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion.
What is this?
I don't runs anything. I believe it's a grant.
I think it's $5,300 a year, but they reimburse every bit of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's a grant.
Kind of thought along the lines, but I wasn't sure.
They pass a law way before I become sheriff. That once a suspect or is booked out, then the victim is to be notified, and this is how that happens. Fingerprints are done, and then once you push a button, it gives them an email.
Good point.
It's one of the only state-funded mandates that I've seen that they actually pay for. Now, I'd hold on to your horses because I don't know how long that'll last. We all know as soon as they figure out something, we're probably going to get the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, Kenny, tell them the rest of your news.
Oh, I was telling the judge earlier, Deborah called me a while ago, we received our $25,000 grant from the state, the actual check, before we spent our money.
Really?
And I don't know that we've ever got to do that before.
No, I don't either.
I was really happy with that. We jumped on that paperwork really quick. The contractor's got some stuff gathered up, but he has not been paid and will not till he's done. So therefore, we got our money before we spent our money. So that's good.
Yeah, you're great.
One of the first times I've ever seen it happen.
Let's beat that.
No.
Okay, anything else that we need to discuss this morning? I will be going back to Sherman again today. It seems like it's weekly now, working with TAPS, trying to get things straightened up at least a little bit. I will gladly share my boardship with anybody on the commissioner's court that wants to take over for me. Richard volunteered.
Don't y'all think he's done a great job?
He's been a great job.
I think he did a great job.
I think so. He's gonna stay afloat, you think, Judge?
No guarantees on anything really right now.
Thank you. I'll do the same for you sometime.
Okay. We are adjourned.
Gentlemen,
yeah.